Today we're going to discuss how migration impacted Nusach Tfilah in one particular community. The Maharshtam, Rav Shmuel di Medina, was born in 1506 in Salonika. He's born shortly after the expulsion from Spain when Jews are moving to Turkey. They're moving to the Ottoman Empire. He quickly became one of Salonika's outstanding rabbinic and communal leaders. The Maharshtam founded an important yeshiva in Salonika, which attracted students from far and wide. He replied to questions from Italy and all over the Balkans, and his decisions were considered authoritative by many, many generations. And he died in 1580. So the tshuva that we're going to study is from the Shu't Maharshtam, Chelek Or HaChaim, Siman Lamed Hei. And the tshuva begins by saying, "Kal echad shesidah tefilas mikfi minhag avoseim hayah al derech echa." There was a community that arranged their tefilos like the custom of their ancestors, on which was al derech echa, on one path. Ulorech hazman v'tiltul ha'golios bo b'malchus halazu malchus turgama. And then after some time, and as a result of the exiles, they came to the kingdom of Turgama, of Turkey, the Ottoman Empire. V'nizbalbulu ha'minhagim. And all the customs got mixed up. And then the whole world transformed into the prayer, the Sephardic prayer. Yan kihim harabim b'machuze. This was the majority of this kingdom. Utfilasam tzecha umetuka. And the prayers are very pristine, very sweet. So most of the people from all different types of communities that came to Turkey ended up all following the Nusach Sfarad, the Minhag Sfarad. And lo nishar kiman im ha kila kedosha Ashkenaz lo shinu minhagam. Only the German community kept their own customs, but everyone else followed the Sephardic customs. Now, all of a sudden, v'yesh ma'arim lo marshein rotim lispala el kaseret minhag avoseim. Now they've already established that almost the entire community is praying Sfarad. And now, some people are saying that we want to return to our old minhagim. And that was the question. The Maharshtam has asked, is it appropriate that all these Jews who came from different communities with other nuschals, other minhagim, are now sticking with Minhag Sfarad? Should they change back to the prayer of their ancestors? His response is that even though it's hadavar hagun v'nira tov le'achoz ha'adam minhag avosav, that it's appropriate for a person to follow the custom of his ancestors, and it's based on the warning, the azhara from Sefer Mishlei, al titosh torah simecha, don't forsake the Torah of your mother. Nevertheless, he said, "This tovi afel aniach haminhaga hu lachos b'seder minhag sfarad." He says, in this instance, it's good to leave the old minhag and to continue following the minhag of sfarad. And the reason, he says, is first he wants to say, "She'ein l'shanot minhag avoseinu ki im b'davar sheish bo nidnun isur." He said, first of all, it's not related to any Isur. It's just Nusach Tefillah. So this notion of following the custom of your ancestors has to do when there's a prohibition. Say you come from a community where the halacha is X, this is Asur, and now you move to another community, perhaps another community, another minhag says that practice is Y, it's Mutter. It's permissible. So then if it involves Isser v'Heter, prohibitions, so then al titosh Torah simecha, follow the minhag of your ancestors. But here it's all about tefillah, it's about nusach tefillah, it's not about Isser. And therefore the principle of al titosh simecha doesn't apply. And then furthermore, he says that v'afilu minhag Isser dafku b'datu l'afshalim komo. And this notion of following the minhag of your ancestors only applies when you intend to return to your original place. But if you don't intend to return, so the minhagim, the customs that you followed, are uprooted. And you can follow like the people, the minhag of the new city, even to be lenient. And then he goes further, and he says that at the end of the day, the difference in nuschals between in tefillah between what these people were doing before and now minhag Sfarad, it's not really so different. Basically, you have to keep the matbea shetavu chachamim. You have to follow the text of Chazal. And once you do that, then you're okay. You're on good grounds. So there's not such a real difference between the old minhagim and the minhag Sfarad, except the piyutim. That Sephardic tradition doesn't have a lot of piyutim, doesn't have any piyutim, but these other customs, other minhagim had piyutim. And he says, at the end of the day, ki hederom tov lanu mimitziutam, better that we not have them, these piyutim. Nobody understands what these piyutim mean anyway, so it's kind of good that we got rid of them. And that's what he says, that and he says more than that. He says that you shouldn't, you shouldn't denigrate those people who left the other minhagei tefilos and following the tefilot of Sfarad. You should praise them. Who knows, maybe their ancestors who davened the old minhagim would follow the tefilat Sfarad if they would have seen the prayers, because the tefilos of the Sfarad are actually better. And he goes on to say, I know that the piyutim, many of them come from great composers like Rav Elazar Kalir, but still, the best is to avoid the piyutim. The best is to follow Minhag Sfarad. And essentially, he makes these three arguments that I guess community unity is more important. Everyone should daven Minhag Sfarad, because again, we're not dealing with any isurim. You only need to follow the minhag of your parents if you plan on returning, your ancestors plan on returning, and there's no real change here. There's no difference between the old minhagim and the minhag of the tefillah of Sfarad. There's no difference other than the piyutim, which nobody understands. Everyone would agree that Sfaradi prayer makes the most sense. Now, one could respond to Marashtam. One can say, what do you mean that prayer is not a big deal if you change your minhagim of prayer? Prayer is primarily about our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, and different communities may legitimately find different pathways of connection. He treats also Minhag Avoseinu as identical with Minhag Sfarad. But maybe the reason why they all changed to Minhag Sfarad is because of the upheaval, and they changed when they're running away and they're fleeing and trying to adapt to new circumstances. And maybe you shouldn't create new customs based on how the minhag changed from minhag avosehem to Sfarad. He opposes piyutim because no one understands them. Maybe the response is that we should try to teach the meaning of the piyutim. And again, he also assumes that tefillat Sfarad is the ultimate and unchangeable standard, unchallengeable standard, but he doesn't provide a compelling argument for why this minhag should be preserved at the expense of diversity. But this is the position of the Marashtam. What's fascinating is, you know, this tshuva was written in the 1500s. Not everyone felt this way. There's a Sidur Zehut Yosef, first published in 2002. And the Rhodes and Turkish communities have emigrated to Seattle. And the Sidur was written to preserve their customs, including specific minhagim about klalei tiktuke Sfarad. They had specific customs about grammar. They had special customs about ladino. Different prayers had to be recited in ladino. The announcing of that they sold aliyot, and that had to be done in ladino. It's actually in the siddur itself. Very precise about the particular minhagim of this particular community. And the inclusion of Ladino translations as part of the liturgy raises an interesting question. Is Ladino a sacred tradition? And if the goal is really so that people understand the prayers, why not now translate it into the contemporary vernacular? Why translate into Ladino? Why is the Siddur so extremely precise about pronunciation? And again, as I mentioned, it documents and prescribes the practice of selling honors, including actual methods of auctioning them. And I wonder if we see this Sidur here, I wonder what the Maharshtab would say about this. It seems that this is the exact opposite. The Maharshtab is speaking about a situation where no difference between one minhag and another minhag. Sfarad is beautiful, let's have unity, everyone should pray together. And here you have a sidur of the roads and Turkish minhagim, but they want to keep their own unique identity. And I think that think this tshuva highlights tension that exists when one community migrates, and does the community stick with its own traditions? But sometimes migration creates such a rupture that old minhagim at some point may die, and there may be an emergence of a new minhag, a new standard, a new community with new minhagim. Again, we see the modern day Siddur Zehut Yosef trying to preserve the old minhagim from the old country. But sometimes migration results in new minhagim, especially when it comes to tefillah, due to the new situation that arises from migration.